Pocahontas Memorial Hospital wants to ensure that the community is aware that the hospital now offers the swing bed program. What is that, you ask? Well, we asked the swing bed coordinator at PMH to explain it.
I am Edwina Garber. I'm a registered nurse here at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, and I do case management, discharge planning, and I am the swing bed coordinator. I wanted to talk today about swing bed. The other term for that is just rehab. We can rehabilitate any patient that meets criteria. We are very thankful to have this program here because a lot of people can rehab closer to home. It's really helping the patients in the communities, allows the patients to be closer to their family and friends, which just helps promote that healing process. And it gets the transition ready for discharge to home. They go from surgery or severe illness, get to come here for the rehab, and then the next transition to home is always our goal. Sometimes we do have to discharge on to a nursing home. When you have traditional Medicare, Medicare pays for 20 days in full without any out-of-pocket expenses. All other insurances do require prior authorization, which we take care of once we get the referral from the facility. None of the Medicaid programs in West Virginia recognize swing bed, so at this time we are not able to take those patients, and we really hate that.
Garber goes on to tell us about the types of patients swing bed can help with and how long a typical swing bed patient can expect to be an inpatient at the hospital.
Examples of types of patients we can take: if you've just had knee surgery, hip surgery, joint replacements, we have physical therapy, occupational therapy, and we have speech therapy. If you've just had a stroke, any type of stage 3, stage 4 wound care that is a more complicated type of care, IV antibiotics or medications, IV for infections of different types. If you just had a new feeding tube put in because you've had a stroke and you're unable to swallow, you can come here so we can do the teaching on how to manage that at home. Same way with a new colostomy or any type of urostomies. If you just have those put in that's brand new, we can do the teaching here for so many days. It isn't just after surgeries. You can have open heart surgery and come here for rehab. You could just be in the hospital and get really deconditioned following a severe pneumonia, heart failure, those type of things, and you still need to come here. Again, that transition in between getting to return home, because that is naturally always the goal, is to get you back home. Our average length of stay is anywhere from 10 days to 14 days. It is by patient, by what their needs are, and we set goals for each patient here.
Many swing bed patients enter the program at PMH after receiving referrals from the hospital that performed their original surgery or other treatments or procedures. Garber explains.
We get referrals from WVU, Charleston, UVA in Charlottesville, Roanoke Memorial, Lewis Gale, Augusta Medical, Greenbrier Valley Medical Center, Davis Medical Center, from all over. It just depends on where the patient had to go to get their care met. Then that facility contacts me, and we have a review process. We have a provider, therapist, pharmacist, nutritionist. Everybody reviews it and says, we can meet this patient's needs, and we get them in here so we can take care of them and get them home.
So, how can you learn more?
They can contact me and ask questions at any time, and my direct number to my desk is 304-799-1081, and if anybody leaves messages, I return them as soon as I can.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.